Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming to you live. Thanks to our good friends, Kondori and Murad. That law firm will take care of you. They'll get you a last will and testament, set up a living trust, put together a medical power of attorney. Go schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Grant and Danny with you on the fan, taking you up to 6:30. It's a misery Monday. The Commanders have dropped 5 in a row. They were 3-2 at one point this season.
Remember that?
5 losses and 4 blowout setbacks ago.
On air and on the road, Jay Gruden is driven by the Tedbert Automotive Group, Tedbert Ford and Chantilly in Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, Tedbert Lincoln and Chantilly, and Tedbert Chevrolet in Sterling, all home to Tedbert for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at Tedbert.com.
He's on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Our buddy Jay Gruden, former head coach in town. Jay, let's just start with yesterday's game against the Lions. They get doubled up again, 44-22. Detroit went for 546 yards. That has not happened here since right before you were a coach in 2013, in the last year of Mike Shanahan. What'd you see?
Well, it was just dominating, pure domination on both sides of the ball. You know, Coach Campbell said it best. He could have called anything in that game, and it probably would have worked. It didn't matter who called plays for Detroit. You know, when you own the line of scrimmage like that, you're getting that type of movement with the backs that Detroit has, and the type of passer Jared Goff is and the weapons that they have on the outside, it's going to be a long day, and it was a long day.
What do you say? I mean, as a coach in the locker room post-game, I'm sure you've tried at this point, Jay, if you could put yourself in Dan Quinn's shoes, a number of different approaches during this 5-game slide, 4 games that have been historically uncompetitive. What do you say after a game like that?
Hey, good job. We held them to 44. I don't know. I think they should have scored 70, but I don't know. You just got to try to keep the morale going because you have a game in Madrid this week coming up, and you got to try to figure out a way to rally the troops and put a competitive product on the field and beat the Miami Dolphins coming off a huge win against Buffalo yesterday. So it's about moving forward and not looking back. You got to correct the mistakes and try to find the people in there that are going to compete for next week and the games to come and just try to figure out a way to get these guys going because right now, you know, you can see a lot of heads down, a lot of unnecessary fighting after plays and all that stuff. They need a spark somehow, and they got to get a win, and they got to be competitive.
Jay, if they have another really bad defensive performance this week against Miami, you've got a bye week coming up. Would you, as the head coach, make a DC change at that point?
Well, the head coach is the DC, from what I understood. I think he's the one calls the defense. I don't know, but maybe Joe Witt is. They probably should do something. Maybe Coach Quinn, if he's not taking it over right now, maybe he takes it over for good. And then wait till next year, try to find somebody else in there. But they got to make a change somehow, some way. I don't know if it's defensive coordinator or what. Maybe it's personnel related. But right now, I don't know what defensive coordinator you could bring in there that would be effective with the players that they're playing with right now.
In terms of the NJ Gruden with us here on GND, people are now, it's not fair probably to be able to, you know, post a 3-second clip or whatever, right, that you can find off the internet or off game film or otherwise. But there's plenty of them going around, Jay, where guys don't look competitive. You know what I mean? Where it's like making business decisions or sort of getting out of the way, whether it's not playing sound or otherwise. What can a coach do at this point when it seems like guys have checked out to a degree?
Yeah, I think you got to move those players and play somebody else. There's got to be somebody on your roster that can step in and play. If guys are turning down tackles and not pursuing to the football, that's not Coach Quinn's style. And if you're not playing to Coach Quinn's style and the way he wants to coach players, and his whole preaching methodology is about hustling and hitting and pursuing to the football. And if they're not doing that, he's got to get the players in there that'll do that for him.
Can you remember a time where it was this easy, seeing an offense move the ball on a defense? I mean, it's one punt in two games, but guys are just naked open. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
It's really hard. You know, they try to do some five-man pressures, play some three deep fire zones, and one time they threw a flat route to Jahmyr Gibbs for a gain of 15, and in the same drive they tried the same blitz, and the linebacker overplayed it, and Gibbs ran an option route for a walk-in touchdown, and Amoner's wide open. Yeah, they're trying. They just don't have the people to cover and end up and blitz. And like I said last week, I said you're kind of snake bit if you just play cover two or cover four, and then they're going to gash in the running game. If you come up and play any kind of fire zone or rush five or six, they're going to throw it down your throat. So they're in a tough spot right now. They're in a really, really tough spot about how they're going to stop somebody. And then next week they got to stop a guy that just had 200 yards of line of scrimmage offense, Devon Achan. So good luck with stopping him that next week.
While Jay joined us, Dan Quinn began his press conference today. I'm going to play this clip from you because he actually did just tell reporters that he's taking over coordinating the defense, Jay. So you'll hear this for the first time that we're hearing this. Let's listen to it.
You know, when something's not working, we shift from the question of why isn't it working to what do we need to do to get right. And right now that'll call for some change. And I'll take over the role as the defensive coordinator and all that entails. Known Joe as my right-hand man for years, and he took the news like the pro he is. As a defensive staff, including Joe, we're all consumed by getting it right.
So there's Dan Quinn saying he becomes the DC. I guess that means Joe Witt stays on staff. So what does that look like, do you think, in terms of a structure change, Jay?
I think very similar to what Dan Campbell did last week. He took over the play calling duties over Johnny Morton, and Johnny Morton's still going to be active in the game plan approach, doing red zone, third down, whatever he needs to do to try to get the plays in. And so Dan can have a smooth transition to calling plays. And I think Joe Witt will have a similar type of deal. You know, what are we going to do on third down? How are we going to do stop short yardage, goal line, red zone? All the situational football, I'm sure Joe will be still very involved with. It's just a matter of now Dan Quinn's going to be calling the plays and trying to get the guys going on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Jay, are you surprised it took this long for anything to happen? I mean, they didn't trade anybody. They just changed seats for Joe Witt, you know, after one of the worst stretches ever over three games. And this is the fourth game. Finally, that was a bridge too far. But are you surprised they didn't make any other real adjustments?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I think maybe Dan Quinn saw the personnel and said, I don't want to call defenses with this group. That could be part of it that he's going to be forced to. They got Miami and Minnesota coming up and teams that are not quite as explosive as Detroit. But, yeah, and Dallas. So, you know, this is a tough situation for everybody involved. You know, the fans are calling for some kind of change. So Dan's got to, you know, he's got to step up and do something. And I think he made the right call by keeping Joe on staff and calling defenses himself.
How much do you expect to change? And I guess that's another way of asking, how much of a problem is what they're calling as opposed to the players on the field not being good enough to make plays?
Well, that's kind of where I'm at with it. You know, I kind of probably stick up for coaches a little bit too much because I know how hard it is when the players are deficient in a lot of areas. And what position group do you think is better than average on the defense? I don't think there's anything. Right, the defense, the pass rush is way below average as far as NFL standards. The linebacking crew is older. You know, they take out Frankie Luvu, moved into defensive end, so now their linebacking crew is weaker. Their secondary is weak. So I don't really know what you can hang your hat on other than the fact that they're going to have to play their ass off on every single snap. And that's kind of what they did last year. They did some good things last year as far as effort and motivating. And with Jaden Daniels, after they knew they always had a chance to win, so they really were really involved in the game. Then they get down now. They get behind and everybody's hanging their head and there's no effort. So they got to get back to that point where they're hustling and hitting on every single snap. And hopefully Dan Quinn can bring that style of defense to what he's accustomed to, you know, although the last game he called, I think was probably against Green Bay when they put up 50 in the playoffs. So I don't know. It's going
to
be tough.
Yeah, don't watch that game for motivation. But going back to Monday, October 13th, almost a month ago, basically, right? We're a couple days shy of that. They didn't play great, but it wasn't a disaster against Chicago. They should have won it. Sloppy game, but they had the ball. A situation that we would take every single time. Daniels fumbles. The rest is history. Chicago goes on to win. It starts to slide from there. When you were a coach and you're watching that slide happen, I know you can feel it. I mean, you're there, you're in the building, you can see it happen, you see the bad habits, you see some of the game tape not sort of matching up with the rhetoric. How do you put a stop to it? What's the best way to kind of stand up and say, this can't go on, and somehow it's not only gone on, but it's gotten worse?
Yeah, first of all, I think you got to, the guys got to have thick skin. And in the meeting, you got to point out the things, some of the effort plays that guys aren't putting their best foot forward. And you got to show these guys in front of everybody and kind of embarrass them, so to speak, in front of their teammates so they make sure they don't allow that to happen. I mean, there's a standard set. Coach Quinn's got to have that standard met every single day at practicing and games. And when it's not being met, I think you have to address it head on. You know, a lot of people are scared to do that. They don't want to offend anybody nowadays. But I think you got to really get down in these guys' face and show the plays that aren't commander worthy. You know what I'm saying? So they got to really get into these people's face and make sure they understand, here's how we're supposed to play. You're not doing this. You're loafing on this play. And just get out. He's got to get on their ass, and that's for sure, because it's going to be a long trip to Madrid or wherever the hell they're going. They got to play hard, and they got to take a long look at the mirror, each individual player, and they got to believe in the system, and they got to go out and produce.
Jay Gruden on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Offensively, they scored 22 points yesterday. They've been averaging 14 over their last three. There are actually a couple things I liked that they did pretty well. They still didn't run the ball effectively, but they got their vertical passing game going finally. We've been asking for that. They hit on some big chunks, 37 to Treylon Burks, 30 to Ertz, 41 with a long A-dot on a post to Lane, 19 down the sideline to Debo. And they also got some guys wide open on the goal line, Jay. Debo Samuel's touchdown was easy. You know, nobody around him when he caught it. And same on the other touchdown catch yesterday as well for Ben Sinnott. What did you see from Cliff in the passing game, finally getting that vertical game going?
Yeah, I think, Marcus is a good quarterback, good backup quarterback, and they did some different things formationally and got some people and hit some zones and things of that nature. So, yeah, I think it was pretty solid offensively. The problem is when you're giving up all these points, you're seeing pretty traditional zone coverages by Detroit. You're playing from behind. You should get some people open eventually, but they have to really do a better job of running the football somehow, some way, to keep that defense off the field. I do like the fact that they did hit some shots, like you mentioned, to Burks and Ertz and all that stuff. That's going to be necessary next week, but they got to get the running game going. You know, the Krosky Merritt guy has not been effective. Rodriguez is okay between the tackles, but we got to get the running game going somehow.
Why is it continuing to struggle, running game?
I don't know. They started out trying to, the three tight ends with a couple big people in there and trying to pound it, which I thought was a good idea, because if you don't have a lot of receivers, don't put a lot out there. Put one out there, maybe two at the most, and play some more multiple tight end sets or big people and try to, hammer Detroit's front, and they've had some injuries up front and try to, maintain the ball and get some bootlegs at Mariota out there and things of that nature. And I think they tried that early, got away from it, and then they got down, so they had to throw the ball a lot, and then Cliff did some good things of getting some guys open, like you mentioned. So, but I think moving forward, for them to have any kind of success, they got to get some kind of running game going to keep that defense fresh.
Jay Gruden on Grant and Danny, our weekly appointment with him. He's hopping on a plane this afternoon, so we're having him on a little earlier than we normally would. What's the worst stretch you remember in terms of either banging your head against the wall or just feeling lost or kind of feeling like, oh, no, the walls are caving in? Was it at the end in that 0-5 start?
Well, the 0-5 is the obvious answer. That was pretty terrible. But I think when we lost Alex Smith and we had such high hopes of winning that division, we were 6-3 at the time, and then Colt went down and we finished 7-9. I was like, what are we going to call? Sanchez has been here for a week and he struggled mightily, went to Josh Johnson. We got a win out of there, but still, it's just really hard. You feel handcuffed when you don't have your best players out there, and it's hard to compete. But, especially when you think you had a chance to really do something special that year and you lose a lot of good players, it's like, really, really frustrating.
I just kind of clarifying some stuff before here. Did you ever have to kind of take over when something wasn't going great? Like if you had an OC or a defensive room wasn't working, so you offered your services basically to help out in a certain way. Did you ever have to do something like that with a coach?
No, I was always very involved in offense, obviously. That's right. Kind of what my forte was. We had, you know, I'd call plays my first year, and I let Sean do it. And then I called him for a while, and I let Kevin do it a little bit. So, like, we kind of just worked hand in hand. It just, you know, a matter of who's talking to the quarterback or not. And those guys were very active with them every day for hours and hours. So I let them continue the communication. But I called a lot of plays anyway. But for the most part, defensively, I kind of let them do what they had to do and try to help whatever needed. We made some changes. We, you know, got rid of Hazlitt the first year, and then we, you know, moved on from Coach Barry, and never really quite got the defensive side of the ball right, but I tried.
To that point, how involved do you, in just based on your knowledge of being on the headset and a head coach, is Quinn anyway? In terms of like a departure, I would imagine he's got the Motorola on. If Witt's calling something in he hates, he can, is he overruling him, or is he saying, no, we're not doing that here anyway? Like, isn't he already kind of, quote-unquote, calling plays in a sense?
Yeah, that's like me firing Sean McVay after a year. I'm calling the plays. Why would I fire the offensive coordinator? You know what I mean? It's kind of on me. That's kind of a scapegoat kind of thing for me. When you have a defensive head coach and you fire the defensive coordinator, that's odd to me. You know, but Dan Campbell did it last week. I mean, he took over the play calling from Johnny Morton. So it happens from time to time. So, it's just a matter of trying to get it fixed the way you want to run it. Because you only get a few chances to be a head coach in the National Football League. And if you're going to go down, you want to make it sure you go down doing your things your way.
Jay, you're the best, man. Always appreciate the time. Have a good trip.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Be good. There's Jay Gruden, kind enough to rearrange the schedule for us today at the airport.
On air and on the road, Jay Gruden is driven by the Tedbert Automotive Group, Tedbert Ford and Chantilly in Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, Tedbert Lincoln and Chantilly, and Tedbert Chevrolet in Sterling, all home to Tedbert for life, lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at Tedbert.com.
So we did have the breaking news. We played the clip for you, but let's make this formal here on 106.7 The Fan. At last, a significant change on the defensive staff in terms of play calling. It's a weird way to word it when you say I'm taking over as defensive coordinator. But I think what Dan Quinn is trying to say in as friendly a way as possible, we are demoting Joe Witt and I'm going to be calling plays. That's essentially what he said, but let's let you hear it. This was how his press conference kicked off in Ashburn today.
You know, when something's not working, we shift from the question of why isn't it working to what do we need to do to get right? And right now that'll call for some change. And I'll take over the role as the defensive coordinator and all that entails. Known Joe as my right-hand man for years, and he took the news like the pro he is. As a defensive staff, including Joe, we're all consumed by getting it right, and that's exactly what we intend to do. And as far as like heading out on the trip and getting rolling, as we head out tonight, I've been a fan of extended road trips, whether it's training camp or
we can get to that later. Season. I'm not as interested in the Madrid stuff, but that was his opening comment.
I want to hear the travel details about where they were going to stay and what fun things they were going to do.
He's sitting in 10C today, right next to, I think he's next to Bobby Wagner.
Normally I like a window seat, but you know, I'm going to do some introspection and shift seats.
Having said all of that, we will let you hear the whole press conference later in the show. But to drill down on this significant news, he's taking the play calling duties away. Now, what I find intriguing is the timing, because the bye week is coming after this game. I've been saying all day long, you're not going to make a change when you're about to travel. But if the change is as simple as, I don't think anyone's doing anything different this week. Maybe Dan Quinn will be more involved in the defensive meeting room or more involved in the defensive side of the operation in what is literally ballrooms in a hotel in Madrid.
Right.
I would imagine that that's going to be the case. But really what we're talking about is just play calling duties changing on Sunday. It was Joe Witt calling in the plays. Now it's going to be Dan Quinn. I like my head coach calling plays anyway, that engagement, so that'll be good to see. I'm excited about that. But doesn't this mean then, isn't this kind of the move?
It's the precursor.
But no, I don't think you have another move. Once you take away the play calling duties, you're not firing him in 2 weeks if it's still bad. I think this means Joe Witt survives the season. And I don't know, I guess you could fire a coach at a position group or something like that. But to me, maybe I'm overthinking it. I think when you demote him without firing him,
that's the punishment.
This is the trump card that you had to throw down to say, all right, guys, I did the thing you wanted. You either fire him and say, I'm taking over as DC, or you just say, I'm taking over the play calling duties, which is kind of what he did. Like the Lions are not that they would anyway, but they're not going to go fire their OC after Quinn took over, Campbell took over as calling plays.
No, I see what you're saying.
I think Joe Witt lasts the year now.
Yeah, like whereas Rivera was looking for a scapegoat, he's like, fine, the kicker, send that guy packing. Yeah, this is sort of the move in the interim when the Wolves are at the door begging for a pound of flesh. This is that.
He did not take over play calling from Jack Del Rio, you'll remember.
Right.
He fired Jack Del Rio. Now, I guess it's a different thing. Del Rio is a bigger personality, had been a head coach before, made a ton of money, obviously, as a coordinator. This is Joe Witt's first D.C. post, and so maybe he's willing to take a step back.
Well, you also, by the way, had multiple years of it being a disaster, you know, with Del Rio and Rivera. We're not there yet. We're really at, what, three-quarters of a season of it being a disaster? Even though last year wasn't good, but you kind of understood that, right? I mean, they got away with a lot of things last year. But this has all come home to roost. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think this is sort of the big move for now, and it's a way to try to appease everybody. I mean, I think it's too late, quite frankly, but... Yeah, I mean, he's sticking by his guy. This is culture. This is loyalty. This is all the rhetoric that he does. And he's not going to just, you know, kick the guy to the street as a scapegoat.
All right, let's open up the phones. Your reactions. Big breaking news here on The Fan. A shift at defensive coordinator. Dan Quinn takes over. He's going to call the plays. Says he's the new DC. He says, with whatever that means, and he said, you know, and all the obligations therein, I guess that means Joe Witt is essentially an assistant to the defensive coordinator. What do you make of the change? Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You know, when something's not working, we shift from the question of why isn't it working to what do we need to do to get right. And right now that'll call for some change. And I'll take over the role as the defensive coordinator and all that entails. Known Joe as my right-hand man for years, and he took the news like the pro he is. As a defensive staff, including Joe, we're all consumed by getting it right. And that's exactly what we intend to do.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Dan Quinn is going to take over defensive play calling duties. Danny, you've been begging for a change. You've been asking for some acknowledgement that the status quo is unacceptable, other than changing seats, which they had done. They went from the booth to the sideline for Joe Witt to get a better view of Jared Goff rubbing the Commander's face in the ground. He had a great view of 546
yards.
He
saw it clear as day from that sideline, didn't he? And I hope he didn't get whiplash from his head going right to left and left to right, watching all the big chunk plays.
How do you feel? They did the thing.
Thank goodness. Weeks too late, frankly. Weeks too late. It's obnoxious and a slap in the face, as I said. It is a face fart that they didn't do anything at the trade deadline, that no demotions happened, no removal of responsibilities, no changing of any personnel. Nothing occurred until they finally had to lose at a historic rate for an extra time. For someone to finally say, hey, this isn't working like it should. We're going to change something. It's not exactly everything that I would have hoped for, but all I want is the acknowledgement. When the building is on fire, you cannot tell me it's not on fire. The building's on fire. They finally said, all right, it's hot. That's what I want. Now, am I satisfied? No, but it's way better than another slogan, another, you know, catchphrase about True North or finding our, North Star and singing a poem and reading a book. And we're going to have a sleepaway camp in Madrid. It's going to be a blast and brotherhood. It's better than that. All I want is some acknowledgement that you get. We're so upset. That's what I wanted. And I got it.
So the acknowledgement that they were aware of how bad it is, which you care a lot about,
yes,
is less important to me because I think it's fairly easy to assume that they're not happy. This is their livelihood, too. They care so much about getting this right. They're losing sleep over this as much or more than we are. They're making a lot of money to lose sleep over it, but they're still losing sleep over it. What I like about this is it does show an urgency, and it shows that this is going to escalate. You can't just do this, and then it keeps being bad, and nothing happens on the back end. You understand?
Yep.
So when you, the acknowledgement is the beginning of a pathway forward, where you essentially say, "All right, I'm going to take the car out of the garage that I haven't driven in weeks. Next time, you might drive a little further. Next time, you might take it to the car wash. Then you might start working on it." Like, everything's on the table now. When you start demoting people, when you acknowledge publicly that this is as bad as everybody thinks it is, you are now putting everything out there for us to assume and guess as to what's next. So I like that there is just an aggressiveness and an urgency to how they're going to operate the rest of this season, hopefully. I do think it takes a firing of Joe Witt off the table, and I'd be surprised if there's any major dismissals of coaches for the rest of the year. Is it possible they could like take some position coach who they're butting heads with behind the scenes or something and like scapegoat that one guy? I guess so. But if I had to guess, Danny, you said it at one half of one coach on the defensive side that gets fired between now and the end of the year. This morning, I would have said yes over Joe Witt get fired after they play the Dolphins. Now I'm saying under, because this was your one move. Mm. You've taken away his play calling. He stays on staff. If you can par the course, if you could just get through these flames, there's no reason to fire him at the end of the year necessarily. So I think you just got to get through the worst of the worst, and then you can add talent and go back to the drawing board and try to figure this thing out this offseason. So I bet now they don't fire anybody.
I still think they do, but it's not going to be Joe Witt. It'll be somebody, you know, and again, I'm not just throwing out names willy-nilly, but it'll be like the defensive pass game coordinator or the assistant secondary coach. There'll be some kind of nominal thing when this doesn't work either.
Let's go to Shane, who's in Bulgaria on the Odyssey app.
What's it is up, a Monday. Shane?
Commander Grant, how y'all doing today?
Good, dude.
Hey, I'm getting ready to fly out to Spain tomorrow. No, I don't know where I'm going, but you know what?
Can I ask you a personal question? I'm just fascinated.
Go ahead, boss.
How much did you spend on the trip all purpose?
Honestly, gas for the plane, and my buddy has a place over there, so travel. It's just the cost on the pilot for the plane and just whatever I want to do ever in Spain.
That's true. You've got your own world traveling ways.
Yeah, different John Means.
But my thought is, there's a lot of fans that spent thousands of dollars on tickets and airfare.
Yeah, my buddy's coming from D.C. and he dropped right around six grand. That's about the average.
That's unbelievable.
So that's about what mine was going to cost with the gas and for the pilot. Mm. So. But luckily, my buddy owns a house over there, so I get to crash at his place, and he gets to go to his first professional football game. So
semi-pro.
He took me to a professional bullfighting once, and now I'm returning the favor.
You're returning the favor. There's a joke in there somewhere about the Commanders and Matador.
And they're the bull.
Right now, I'd rather watch a bullfight than watch the Commanders. That's for damn sure.
Right.
Hey, but I think it's the Commander hit it on the head. It's too late. He's way too late. I think he should have done it like maybe 3 weeks ago. I mean, it could have been obvious that this defense is not getting better. It's just getting worse. And I keep hitting on the head, like, it's not getting better next year's roster either. Now we need to start looking at next year's roster, because this season's shot. We're going to be picking in hopefully the top five now. But we're still in rebuilding mode, right? This is rebuilding. So if you want to rebuild, let's start seeing these younger guys now. Let's start seeing the younger talent, see what you have, and start building depth. You win them depth in this league, in any football league. You got to have depth, and we have none. And that's due to Adam Peters. That's ownership. You got to start putting fingers at Adam right now. You guys hear me say this a lot. You got to start putting that here. And what do you guys think? I mean, Adam's got to have some kind of say-so in this either, right?
Yes. So for me, this offseason will be where I'm really going to start.
There's not a whole lot he can do in season.
Yeah, not to say begin evaluating, but this will be a big test, and here's what I mean. I fully understand and even condoned what they did in year one and year two. It's not what I would have done, but he's qualified, I'm not. Meaning, I would have let myself get my teeth kicked in, build young, acquire as many draft picks as possible, done what the Jets did this year, but done that in year one. I don't have a Quinnen Williams or a Sauce Gardner, but acquired as many picks as possible, got young, got fast, got athletic, built this thing from the ground up in my image, how I want it to look. They said, you know what? They've been a laughingstock for decades. We need to establish some winning and some good culture right now. Let's go Vets. I get it. Not what I would have done, but again, I get that. It worked like a charm in year one. It was the best ride I've been on in decades. They doubled down. That made sense. You go to the NFC title game, you don't just say, all right, let's swap out horses. No, you kind of keep riding. This blew up. This will be the offseason. He failed at the trade deadline for me, to be honest with you. But I'm holding out judgment. If this offseason is not that different than the last couple, I'll start throwing a fit. But if he's going, I recognize it, we're going to pivot, no more old, no more 1 years, let's get young, let's get draft picks, let's get fast. If that's the case, then by all means, I'm back on board. But what he tried this year swung and missed, but I got it.
Joe Witt's defense ranks 31 out of 32 teams, and they have caught the Bengals, by the way. 6.36 to 6.40. They're right there.
We're going to get them.
On the verge
of walking them down.
Number 32, and that Bengals defense is just all-time awful. They are 23rd against the run and free-falling, like they're parachuting out of a plane at this point. I don't know if our guy Shane paid for the gas in that plane or not, but they are jumping out of it with a parachute. And then passing yards per play, 8.45 a pop. That is worst in the NFL. And I had gone all the way back to 1981 was the earliest year I had information for, and nobody had allowed that many yards per pass attempt. So God knows what year that last happened, 8.45. I went back through 81 looking at the numbers on the site that I use, and nobody's done it. So we're talking about decades and decades since a team was this inefficient stopping the pass. Kevin in Arlington, what's up?
Hey, boys, you know, the culture is actually damn good.
Yep.
So again, you know, you're going back historically. You go back to 81, you can't say anything worse. You had to go back to the 50s to find a four-game stretch where the losses were this putrid. Listen, another thing about this, don't forget, Josh Harris doesn't like to pay for employees. I'm not surprised anyone hasn't been fired, Danny, truly. But here's the thing. Let's invoke Marcus Mariota. They, meaning the boys out in Ashburnistan, they're not who they thought they were. They're certainly not who we thought they were. That's not hyperbole. Quinn is now 14-3 in Washington. We've seen his game management skills from timeouts to leaving J.D. 5 in a lost game. Okay, we're in a historically bad stretch. Peters chose Quinn over Vrabel. He did. All right? Everything needs to be on the table when we get to late January. Everything. I believe in the duo of Peters and Quinn. I think they can fix this, but they blew it, and they have to go back to square one. And let me just say one last thing. The last time we had what I wanted, which was a non-retread coach, that was 1981, boys, when Joe Jackson Gibbs was unknown. I am done with the retreads, because right now Quinn doesn't look a whole hell of a lot different than Ron Rivera did in that last season. It's just too much. I'm ready for a change.
Appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, last year was a massive departure for what his last few years in Atlanta looked like. And it feels, looking back, like a Jaden Daniels was incredible concoction. You know, is really what it feels like. But to your point, going into this offseason, and maybe more specifically, going into next football season, the honeymoon's over for him and his staff. I mean, it is a gotta-have-it season. If they get off to an 0-3, 1-3 start early next year, now you can start having the conversations about how warm seats should be and job security and those types of things. Having it now, I do think, is preposterous because you're 10 games removed from the NFC Championship game. So it is somewhat unserious to sit here and call for Dan Quinn to be fired or Adam Peters to be, you know, grilled necessarily. But next year, that changes, in my opinion, for both of those guys. And I think Peters has more wins so far, anecdotally, proverbially, than Dan Quinn has. So I've got a longer leash for him. That could also just be my own bias, that I liked Peters a lot more when they hired him. I liked the hiring a lot more. Yeah. I was more in on it. But I think to suggest either of those guys should be called on the carpet right now or, you know, feeling the heat, I think is unhelpful and frankly just incorrect. But we are now getting to the end of year two where it went so badly that year three is going to have to be a put up or shut up season for Dan Quinn. You don't get two of these and keep your job in this league, I don't think. Disastrous,
no,
awful.
No, you can't have the bottom fall out like this.
Also, there's something to be said for what type of coach are you? Danny, he's a defensive head coach. You can't have one of the worst defenses of all time. I get that there are injuries. If you were an offensive coach, think about it. If they had an offensive-minded coach who was not calling plays, and finally 10 games in, when they were one of the worst offenses in the recent history of the sport, they just went through one of the worst offensive stretches of all time, literally, and now you're taking over play-calling duties, what would we be saying about that? Mm-hmm. I don't know why there's this differing, like, almost way to view the world with defensive-minded coaches who are kind of culture builders that cross their arms on the sideline, but yeah, your defense had better start playing better football, man. That's you're here for that reason.
Yeah, and again, I understand having, you know, the follow the money, follow the draft picks. Two straight years, they drafted a quarterback in round number one, an offensive tackle in round number one over the two seasons. Money flows that way. I understand that. Nobody's saying it's got to be the best in the sport. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be nice if your defensive head coach put up a great defense like they're doing in Seattle. That'd be pretty cool. But I understand there's going to be a balance sheet when the emphasis is on your offense and scoring points and consistently having a great chance to win, which is being able to outscore somebody. That's what this league allows for. But the fact that the bottom has fallen out again, the second straight journeyman, bounce around, second gig, defensive-minded head coach that is sort of the CEO who can't get timeouts right, like that's hard to stomach. If this was, again, I wanted Mike Vrabel in that mold, who's a lot better than this.
Yeah.
Timeouts are correct every time. The rules, the slight advantages, the little around the edge kind of things that are 100% controllable are controlled at an excellent and should be the prerequisite level. It is a bumbling, befuddling, overmatched festival of whoopsie-daisy, we're down 30, but let's burn a timeout the first possession of the third quarter again. It's embarrassing. Now, it's not why they're losing, but it's all part of this of the sauce.
Bottom eight defenses in the league. Not one other team has a defensive-minded head coach. Not one. Bengals, Zach Taylor. Bears, Ben Johnson. Cowboys, Brian Schottenheimer. Giants, Brian Daboll, who got fired today. Dolphins, Mike McDaniel. Titans, Brian Callahan has been fired. Now it's McCoy. Ravens, Harbaugh is a special teams coordinator. But Not one. That's the bottom 7-8 defenses in the NFL. Only Dan Quinn is a defensive-minded run organization in the bottom of the league in that regard. Grant and Danny, listening on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, thank you for making the show part of your day. Generally, right now, we give you a double play driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today. We'll get you a double play in just a second. But the big news of the afternoon, if you're just jumping in the car and listening, is that Joe Witt has been relieved of his play calling duties defensively. He is still on staff. I don't know what his title is going to be because Dan Quinn has said he's taking over as defensive coordinator. So I guess at that point, Joe Witt just becomes the assistant defensive coordinator. But this is certainly a demotion of sorts, and that's what happens after a month like this defense just had. It's never been easier to move the ball against the defense, quite literally. Four games.
Yeah, that's not hyperbolic either.
1,805 yards and 154 points. Do I think Joe Witt is some incompetent boob who doesn't know anything about football? Absolutely not. Do I think that he was completely screwed over by an injury situation that got out of hand? Yes. And also, you can't give up 1,800 yards and 154 points without having any answers over four games. So this was a long time coming. We're getting your reactions. Bill's in Alexandria. What's up, Bill?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. I'm like a lot of other fans and callers, I'm very disappointed in this season, but I think Dan Quinn made the right decision to take over the play calling duties. And I think it's more than just that. I think, as he said, all that position requirement would entail, to me, that means that he's also going to draw up the game plan and take a hands-on approach to players being in, carrying out certain responsibilities. I think that's also going to light a fire under some of the players, because now the head guy, the head coach is in there, you know, devising your game plan, you know, making sure that you're in the right position or in the spaces that you're supposed to be in. So so I think we're going to see, hopefully see a better performance and a better effort out of the players on the defensive side of the ball, just from that standpoint. But I think, you know, Dan Quinn, this is supposed to be his strength, you know, defense. You know, he went to three Super Bowls as a defensive coordinator, two with Seattle, and he won one of them, and he took Atlanta to the Super Bowl when he, I believe he called the defensive plays there as well. And we saw the success he had in Dallas as a DC. So I think, you know, I think it's a natural move, and I'm glad to see him do it.
Thank you, Bill.
Appreciate you. Yeah, it something had to happen. And this is kind of my only point throughout. I didn't really care what it was. You don't get to go through a historically bad stretch because people just going, yeah, they lost four in a row. They lost three in a row last year. You didn't want people fired. You understand, right? You see that every time someone goes, this has not happened since, and then the time period isn't a month. It's not one season. It's 5 years, 20-some years for this franchise. It is a historically bad collapse. And I understand the injuries. This is such a simple thing to me. Like, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills if there's anybody sort of offering any resistance in any kind of way. Something had to happen, whether it was a demotion, which is what happened finally. I think a little late, but it finally happened. A trade, somebody losing their gig, which you don't love to see, but fans don't love to see this either. Like, when you're historically uncompetitive, worse than the team that's going to pick first or second or third in the draft is. Like, this is worse than all the bad teams. You right now, this week, were the worst team in the NFL. That was true last week, and it was true the week before.
Four straight weeks.
Four straight times.
4 weeks in a row.
You were the worst team in the NFL.
As I said,
you can't just do that.
At the start of the show, this entire weekend was nothing but teams outperforming their record. Whether it's the Raiders only losing by 3 to Denver in a divisional game 10-7, or the 2-7 Giants being up by 10 in the fourth quarter over the Bears, or the 3-5 Texans coming back to beat the Jaguars, or the 2-7 Dolphins hanging 30 on and doubling up the Bills. The whole league is just teams that find a way to do what they're not supposed to do every week. And every single week for a month, this team has showed up and gotten bludgeoned. There's none of that. There's just getting dominated. Where is their inspiring effort where they win the game they're not supposed to? It just hasn't happened. Our Beltway Blitz is next. Also, as soon as we return, we're giving away Caps tickets right here on Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.